We've got Warren Huntley with us to have a look at this Mildura meeting. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm great, thanks, Naz. You've
got the 8 races this afternoon from Mildura. How did you find the meeting?
Pretty standard fare for that part of the world. Darren Weir doesn't train a few winners during the day. I'll be very surprised. And the markets have got him very short and a few races. But Sutton and Young taking a couple up there that create a little bit of interest. Not a lot of value in these markets, Naz. Relatively small fields and limited to probably only a few winning chances unless there's a real turn-up on the books. And a couple we haven't seen, so that might be the case. But on what we've seen, it looks like we've got to shoot pretty straight.
OK, well, let's have a look at it. The first race is a maiden to be run over 2,000 metres, and you can take out the 9. The ones in the market are number 1, Best Man, who's been a runner-up at its past 3 at $2. Saplane is at 6, then you're down to the 2 down the bottom, 10, Beechwood at 6, and number 11, Bye Bye Love at $5.
I'm going with Best Man. Now, he's short enough, but he'd been going well in shorter maidens and then got out to the 2,000 metres at Wangaratta last start. Probably just a little bit of a sitting shot there, and with that run under the belt, they invariably improve. And the previous form around him's holding up quite well. So short enough, but now he's had the run in the distance range on with 1, Best Man, ahead of 10, Beechwood, who rode the speed and got tired last start. But I think this is a significantly weaker maiden. Tavistock Abbey was able to win that race at Bendigo, and he was so impressive in the Derby trial at Flemington last Wednesday. So that form's solid, and he shapes as a horse that wants to get over a bit of ground. I've been batting up for Saplane at times. He's a real grinder, but he's hard and fit. I'd probably prefer him over even slightly longer, but Darren Weir's put the blinkers on, so I'm giving him another chance, at least for trifectas and first fours. And Bye Bye Love's also shaping as a horse that wants to get out over a bit of ground. She was big odds last start behind Arcturos, but she stuck on okay. 1.10, 2.11.
1.10, 2 and 11, race 1. We go over to the second race. This is a 3-year-old maiden over the 1,200. You can take out number 2. We've got number 1, abraded at 3.40, a first starter. PK is at $1.95, who's had the 2 runs this prep. Valenko's a debutante at $9.50.
Valenko's the one I don't know, Nards, but on what we've seen, I'm pretty keen that this is the race for PK. The last start just struggled to pick up and quicken on the really rain-affected ground at Casterton, but straight line speed late was good. The runs this preparation have been at 1,000 and 1,100, and definitely the progression to 1,200 metres suits. And importantly, the 1,200 metre start at Mildura, I think you want a favourable draw. You get onto that bend very quickly. I'm going with 5 PK, and I'm keen on him because I think he's got the rest that I've seen at either trials or jump outs covered. The stablemate abraded, he's a big, strong son of Helmet, but he looks like he's a cruising speed horse rather than a turn of foot horse. He was able to win a jump out recently, but it was in very slow time, but he rolled through the line quite strongly. Miss Honeypot's got the benefit of race experience, has the blinkers off and the winkers on, and mentioned, I don't know, 6 Valenko, so probably a little bit wary there, but I think PK is the one. 5, 1, 8.
5, 1, 8 and 6 in the second. The third race is a maiden over 1,300, and the main ones here are number 1, Defy at 5. Then you're down to Skilled Assassin at 6.50. 2.30 the favourite for the 7, Arctic Circle. And then you've got a first starter at number 9, Pollinator, who's a $5 chance.
We see Arctic Circle on dry ground for the first time. I think the 2 runs to date have been solid enough, and had the run in the distance range at Geelong last start behind Shagra, and I thought that run was solid enough. So from an SP point of view, gone around at $11 and $31, so there hasn't been a lot of expectation from her in her 2 runs to date. But Darren Weir's got a strong hand in the race. I'm going with the one with race experience in 7 Arctic Circle. Number 1 Defy had tried really well going into this preparation and went back from 1,200 to 1,100 last start. I think up to 1,300 metres from a good draw is a positive. Skilled Assassin's had a little bit of a gap between runs. G1 run stands out on the form card. He was beaten 3.5 lengths, but going okay and a little bit held up behind Ubin Thunderstruck's terrific form for a maiden, and just stepped on the fresh side here back in distance. And of the Darren Weir trained debutantes in Goosey Fair and Pollinator, I just had a slight leaning to Goosey Fair from their most recent jump outs. 7, 1, 4, and 8.
7, 1, 4, and 8 in race 3. Look, we head over to the fourth event, and this is a maiden over 1,100 where you can take out runners 1, 9 and also the 12. We've got number 3, Misty C at 2.30. Then we're down to 4.65 Roses at 3.60, Lorantas at 7.50, and Shot at the Reward at $4.20.
Again, Darren Weir right to the fore here, Nards. I thought Misty C's first racing preparation was solid enough. 1,100 metres probably be as short as you'd want to see him going around, but he's resuming here, and I just think that what he's done in his first racing preparation was good enough for him to be competitive here. And importantly, he's been gelded in his break between his last preparation and now. So I'm going with Misty C, but I thought Shot at the Rewards runs have been, particularly last start, excusable. The first up run this preparation was good, got a favourable barrier draw, the winkers come off and the blinkers go on. So I could certainly mount a case for Shot at the Reward. 465 Roses, another one that trialled really well going into that first racing preparation. Couldn't get a win on the board. Haven't seen a recent jump out or trial, but she's been given time to mature and she's got a good draw and she does seem to have technical speed, what we've seen to date. And 11 Loranta I put in as next best. Resuming here, pulled up lane on debut at Ballarat, so didn't really get a guide there on soft ground, but the jump out going into that performance was good. Haven't seen a recent one, so no real guide on how they're going. Interesting runner, and you might have a handle on Real Easy, was given a quiet time in a jump out recently. The wide barrier draw, the official trial was solid enough, given an easy time. The winner won by a long way, but we did see a winner come out of that race in South Australia at Gawler, I think it was yesterday. So the form out of the trials held up okay. I think it was a Lloyd Kennewell trained runner out of that trial, given an easy time, but the wide barrier draw just made me wonder where Real Easy was going to get in the run. 3:13, 10:11.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. It wasn't a bad trial at all. Look, it was well beaten, but you'd think it will take a bit of benefit out of it. So it's going to be interesting to see how it does perform today, but I understand your thought process. Look, we go to race 5 here, Warren. This is the first leg of the quaddie where you can take out the 6. We've got number 1, Vivene Bene Amore at 350. Battistoni at 480. 480 for Beluga. Destiny's Revenge at 4. Presidential Joy at 950. And Effortless misses a $6 chance.
I thought with the scratching of Agundy, I was struggling, as I said earlier on, to find any value. I'd love to know how Battistoni's going in terms of wound up from a fitness point of view, but it's a long way to go from Murray Bridge, just a fair way to go from Murray Bridge, and I just thought it was the fastest horse in the race, and 1,000 metres here in a benchmark 58. Effective enough on the fresh side, certainly competitive in this grade, and it'll be in front for a while, and I'm going to go with 2 Battistoni, and I thought it might have been a bit of value. But Bene Amore took forever to get her first win on the board, but seems to have been holding her form okay, and with the claim here isn't badly treated. Beluga will be off the speed, but be strong late. Another visitor from Murray Bridge, and 4 Destiny's Reward, who's consistent, had a little bit of a gap between runs, come back slightly in trip here, but was solid enough winning last start and consistent prior. 2-1-3-4.
2-1-3-4, race 5. Look, we head over to race 6. Here can take out the 4. We've got the 1 Sudden Moment at 7.50, one-way ticket at 2.50. It's the fave, Red Sensations at 5.50. Solace at 5.334 Dakota, and then you're looking at the others all being at longer odds.
I think the key is back to the 58 grade for one-way ticket with the claim here and getting fitter and up slightly in distance. Wouldn't say he's been savaging the line in the races over slightly shorter courses, but has been sticking on well over 17 and 1900, and they've been in benchmark 64 grade. Gets to the 58 grade here and the claim. I think it's a very good race. Second best of the day for me, number 2, one-way ticket. Dakota has now had runs in the distance range, has been going well, sometimes without much luck, but he's hard and fit now, and Lockie King knows him well. Sudden Moment was so well ridden to win and pinch the race last start here, had that gap between runs, but could have maintained good residual fitness from there, and a bit of a gap to 5 Solace, next best for me. Pretty keen on 2 ahead of 6-1-5.
So 2 from 6-1-5. Look, the 7th race, he can take out the 11. We've got 1 Jack the Giant Slayer at 5, 280 for the 3 Blood Moon, 320 for Mr. Tickler, 750 for Hard Spark, and all the others are at big odds.
Almost rinse-repeat from the comments here for Blood Moon. Going okay in benchmark 64 grade last start. Gets the claim for Tom Stockdale here for the Besutton and Young Yard. And I think between them and Darren Weir, they could have a very strong say in the results right throughout the day. I think it's a good race for Blood Moon. The debut win at Wodonga was solid and beaten by a smart horse doing a few things wrong behind Jamaican Rain second start. And I thought it was okay behind Vanish last start, and that's just good enough form to be the one to beat here. If there's a danger, it's Mr. Tickler resuming as a gelding. I haven't seen a recent jump out for him, but he was doing a few things wrong and over racing a bit last preparation. The gelding could certainly be a plus for him. 1 Jack the Giant Slayer is pretty well graded here, and 5 Hard Spark next best. I just have a worry about number two, Reward With Return, at the end of the 1,200 metres. I think three and four are clearly the key runners. Three, four, one and five.
Three, four, one, five. And then we head over to the last. Here you can take out runners one, four and also 10. We've got number two, Calibrate at 5.50. Her Command at 3.50. Down to Night Breeze, who's a $4 chance. Kingston Comet at 4.40. The Unexpected is a $5 pop.
Pretty even race, as the market suggests. I thought the win of Night Breeze on the fresh side last start at Mindry Helidon was a solid enough performance, fitter for that run. Second up record's OK, has been placed a couple of times, hadn't won first up before that win at Helidon, so maybe come back in as good a form as ever. An eight-year-old, so you wouldn't think there's going to be a lot of improvement there, but I thought a solid enough first up win. Her Command's consistent and just couldn't get into the race last start, but that form's held up very well with Leather and Lace now winning in town and being a good chance at Flemington on Saturday in the Edward Manifold. Two Calibrates, an interesting runner, first run for the new stable. He's certainly shown glimpses of ability when he was with Tony Noonan, and this is a good grade of race for him. A couple of gear changes, or one with a blinker near side coming off, and I put nine, The Unexpected, in as next best. 7, 3, 2, 9.
7, 3, 2, and 9. What's your best roughie quaddie and your player of the day at Mildura, Warren?
I thought race 2, number 5, PK, was the best, Nards, but I thought race 6, number 2, one-way ticket, certainly pretty close behind. Maybe a bit of a multi with those two. Race 2, number 5, race 6, number 2. Struggle to find some value, but let's go with race 5, number 2, Battistoni. For the quaddie, first leg 1, 2, 3 and 4. Second leg 1, 2 and 6. Third leg 1, 3, 4 and 5. And home with numbers 2, 3, 7 and 9. Just going to skinny up a quaddie as the player of the day, and that'd be with the first leg the same, numbers 1, 2, 3 and 4, into 2 and 6, into 3 and 4, and home with 3 and 7.
Wonderful, Warren. Good luck today. We'll talk about the track work from Flemington from this morning later on in the program. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Nath.
There's Warren Huttley with his look at the meeting from Mildura today. This is Winners on RSN 927. It's 10:30.
Always celebrating Victoria's Spring Racing Carnival. RSN 927.